welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles center Jason Kelce. Thank you so much for coming in, Jason. And this is what I want to start with. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad to see you on the field. I know how much you love the game, how much you prepare for the game, and when you got hurt, it must have just been really, really difficult for you.
Yeah, no, quite frankly, I've been hurt a little bit too much since I've been in Philadelphia. That's the one negative thing about this game is that injuries do happen, and luckily this one wasn't a season ender. I was able to get back out there.
How did you get back out so quickly? Because that used to be an injury that would take forever to heal.
Yeah, and it's still an injury that's widely a little bit misunderstood. You know, we have one of the best doctors that performed the surgery.
Dr. Myers,
Bill mm-hmm. Myers. He does an incredible job, and he really revolutionized the whole surgery, actually. And he's right here in Philadelphia, right down in the Navy Yard. So having him that close really helped me out. And, you know, we have a great, obviously, sports science department and great training staff that have helped me tremendously.
I'm not sure if fans consider how much players, I mean, you play because you love the game. And when it's taken away from you, what's that do to you, even only for a few weeks?
Well, no, I think you the reason you love the game is because it's the ultimate team sport, and you develop this brotherhood and this love for each one of the guys out there. And especially when you're a part of an offensive line, a unit like that, when you're out there and you can't be on the field with them, you know, it's frustrating. Then you're all of a sudden kind of an outsider there for a little bit, and, you know, you don't have that same level of, I guess, brotherhood that you had when you were out there.
Yeah, because you're not in the mix.
You're not in the mix. Yeah.
You feeling good now, physically, all the way back?
I wouldn't say all the way, but, you know, this is I'm back to where I can play football again.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those injuries like we were talking about. It's kind of it'll linger here for a little bit, but you know, it's definitely something on game day that I don't really think about.
Let's talk about that brotherhood and what's going on in the locker room.
Sure.
I mean, you've been here long enough to experience some highs and lows. Your opinion of everything that's being cultivated in the locker room and in this building?
Oh, I think it's been outstanding. Really, ever since Chip has taken over, the whole culture of the team and the organization has really made a shift, and it's been great to see that change. I think a lot of what was happening towards the end of Andy's run here, we had some we really lacked a little bit of a leadership. We lacked a little bit of the togetherness that I think that he had when he was really, really successful here. And you know, for whatever reason, I don't know that there's one glaring spot that stands out, but I feel like we got that back. And it's definitely been something that's been great to watch over the last couple years.
It's not easy to have. Not every team in the league has that sort of feeling of everybody's in it together.
Yeah. No. I mean, if you listen to Coach Kelly talk, you know, culture beats scheme any day. And you know, I think that's something that we take seriously here. I think that we have good leaders, we have good coaches, and we have a good culture that really sets the precedence and gives people the ability to become the best they can be.
We got Dallas again, second time in 3 weeks here. Yep. When you're studying, do you find that you're watching the same things that you watched 2 weeks ago, or do you just kind of watch the Chicago game and changes from then? How does it work?
We'll definitely watch the Chicago game. We'll definitely watch the game that we just got done playing.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is I think we had a lot of success on offense, so for us to expect that they'll come out and do the exact same thing, I don't think that that's necessarily going to happen. I think that they'll have some stuff dialed up to try and stop and slow down our offense. So we just got to be ready for whatever they end up throwing at us.
It's a great way to get things going here in December. 3 games against the NFC, the division title on the line. I mean,
yeah.
National television on Sunday night. Fired up about this game, obviously?
Well, yeah, obviously. You know, you're fired up about every week, and we try and make every single week as close to the same as possible in season. But you know this one's got a little bit extra juice. Obviously, it's for the division for the most part, and whoever wins this game is going to have a significant leg up. So we understand that this is a very important game for our team, and we're going to be putting in a lot of work this week to make sure we come out on top.
Yeah, and it wasn't like in Dallas; it was the perfect offensive performance. I mean, the red zone. I mean, there's still a lot of points that you feel like you're leaving on the field.
You know, we had a successful day offensively, but really. There were a lot of things that we could have done better, and which is a little bit encouraging with how many points we scored. That if we would have played better, we could have probably put up more points. So I think that there's things that we still can learn from, get better from. Obviously, last week there's plenty that we can get better from, and we're just looking forward to getting back out there.
Thanks, Jason.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in. Great luck to you on Sunday and the rest of the way. Jason Kelce in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.